Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
That's it. Hold it in front of you. Bend your knees and hold it out straight. Down. Good.
One A.
Yes, that's it. Keep both legs up in the air. Hold them together, then hold your arms out straight and pull your shoulders up from the ground.
Two A.
Come on, keep going. That's nearly 10 minutes now. Keep up the pace. 2 more laps to go. You'll have done 5 kilometers by the end.
Three A.
Right, all of you line up in your teams. Everyone hold it up together. Up on your shoulders. Yes, that's it.
Four A.
Arms straight, back straight, legs straight. Then lower your body to the ground. Then up again. That's it. Go on, 50 of those.
Listen again and check your answers. One A.
Yes, that's it. Keep both legs up in the air. Hold them together. Then hold your arms out straight and pull your shoulders up from the ground.
Two A.
Come on, keep going. That's nearly 10 minutes now. Keep up the pace. 2 more laps to go. You'll have done 5 kilometers by the end.
Three A.
Right, all of you line up in your teams. Everyone hold it up together. Up on your shoulders. Yes, that's it.
Four A.
Arms straight, back straight, legs straight. Then lower your body to the ground. Then up again. That's it. Go on, 50 of those.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
An old house stood in the middle of a town. High up on the roof of the house was a big clock. Under the clock hung a bell, and next to the bell was a boy made of iron. The iron boy had a silver hammer, and every hour the iron boy lifted his hammer and struck the bell. At 1 o'clock he struck the bell once. At 2 o'clock he struck the bell twice. And so it went on all day and all night for many years. But one night everything changed. At 12 o'clock he lifted his hammer and struck the bell 12 times, midnight. And then a very strange thing happened. He lifted his hammer and struck the bell again, 13. And suddenly the iron boy found that he was free. All his life his feet had been fastened to the roof, but now he could move like a real boy. He moved his head. He lifted one foot and then the other. Little by little, he climbed down carefully down the roof, and from there...
Listen again and check your answers.
An old house stood in the middle of a town. High up on the roof of the house was a big clock. Under the clock hung a bell, and next to the bell was a boy made of iron. The iron boy had a silver hammer, and every hour the iron boy lifted his hammer and struck the bell. At 1 o'clock he struck the bell once. At 2 o'clock he struck the bell twice. And so it went on all day and all night for many years. But one night everything changed. At 12 o'clock he lifted his hammer and struck the bell 12 times, midnight. And then a very strange thing happened. He lifted his hammer and struck the bell again, 13. And suddenly the iron boy found that he was free. All his life his feet had been fastened to the roof, but now he could move like a real boy. He moved his head. He lifted one foot and then the other. Little by little, he climbed down carefully down the roof, and from there...
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Hi, Sammy, it's Mum. I know you're busy with schoolwork, but I'm really running late. Can you put the washing machine on and hang out the clothes? And get the food ready. Put it in the oven around 4 o'clock. Me again. Someone will come with a parcel around 4 o'clock. You'll be home, right? I haven't paid them, so you'll find 50 euros in the kitchen drawer. Did you get the washing done? It needs to be hung out while there's still some sun for it to dry. And you said you'll need your football shorts tomorrow.
Listen again and check your answers.
Hi, Sammy, it's Mum. I know you're busy with schoolwork, but I'm really running late. Can you put the washing machine on and hang out the clothes? And get the food ready. Put it in the oven around 4 o'clock.
Nine A.
Me again. Someone will come with a parcel around 4 o'clock. You'll be home, right? I haven't paid them, so you'll find 50 euros in the kitchen drawer. Did you get the washing done? It needs to be hung out while there's still some sun for it to dry. And you said you'll need your football shorts tomorrow.
Activity 4. Read items 11A to 15A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Well, aromatherapy literally means therapy through aroma or perfume. It involves using essential oils for many different treatments. Essential oils are natural, completely virgin oils extracted from plants like lavender and rose, but nothing more is added to them. There are different kinds of aromatherapy. Simple aromatherapy is basically home remedies. Things like first aid remedies, simple massage. Cosmetic aromatherapy is an ancient practice of using essential oils for skin and beauty care. Many ancient cultures used natural aromatics. The Egyptians used them extensively. Medical aromatherapy includes the systematic use of essential oils and their biochemical effects in the treatment of medical conditions. However, this is practiced only by doctors who have done special extra-clinical training in aromatherapy.
Listen again and check your answers.
Well, aromatherapy literally means therapy through aroma or perfume. It involves using essential oils for many different treatments. Essential oils are natural, completely virgin oils extracted from plants like lavender and rose, but nothing more is added to them. There are different kinds of aromatherapy. Simple aromatherapy is basically home remedies. Things like first aid remedies, simple massage. Cosmetic aromatherapy is an ancient practice of using essential oils for skin and beauty care. Many ancient cultures used natural aromatics. The Egyptians used them extensively. Medical aromatherapy includes the systematic use of essential oils and their biochemical effects in the treatment of medical conditions. However, this is practiced only by doctors who have done special extra-clinical training in aromatherapy.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1B to 5B with the right word.
Hello, Mary. I wanted to call about the party last night. I am so, so sorry that we didn't come, but Mike didn't get home until after 11. I feel terrible.
To be.
Hello, this is Mrs. Albright. I'm calling because I really need to tell you how upset I am with the electrician you sent me yesterday. He was totally useless and didn't do any of the jobs properly. I'm completely dissatisfied with your service.
Three B.
Yes. Hello, it's Jackie Harmer. I'm calling about my appointment tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to make it after all. You've got me down for a 7 o'clock appointment, but that's not going to be possible now.
Four B.
Yes, I want tickets for the show on Friday the 20th. I need 4 tickets for the afternoon show. That will be 2 adults and 2 students.
Five B.
Sue, I just wanted to ring and say how grateful we are for all your help with the school bazaar last week. It was such a big help having you there, and the head teacher asked me to call you personally to say how she appreciates everything you did.
5. Listen again and check your answers. One B.
Hello, Mary. I wanted to call about the party last night. I am so, so sorry that we didn't come, but Mike didn't get home until after 11. I feel terrible.
Two B.
Hello, this is Mrs. Albright. I'm calling because I really need to tell you how upset I am with the electrician you sent me yesterday. He was totally useless and didn't do any of the jobs properly. I'm completely dissatisfied with your service.
Three B.
Yes. Hello, it's Jackie Harmer. I'm calling about my appointment tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to make it after all. You've got me down for a 7 o'clock appointment, but that's not going to be possible now.
Four B.
Yes, I want tickets for the show on Friday the 20th. I need 4 tickets for the afternoon show. That will be 2 adults and 2 students.
Five B.
Sue, I just wanted to ring and say how grateful we are for all your help with the school bazaar last week. It was such a big help having you there, and the head teacher asked me to call you personally to say how she appreciates everything you did.
Activity 2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word. 6B.
So you might have a mixture of lectures and group work looking at different conditions, different systems in the body. So for example, you're presented with a problem, say a patient with chest pain, and you have to work as a group to think of all the different causes of chest pain.
Seven B.
I did an excavation in Israel. We joined up with the Israeli team and we dug up the desert there for 4 or 5 weeks. In terms of artifacts, we found a couple of coins, a few nails. At first, I wasn't sure how to tell the difference between little rocks and pieces of pottery. But once you find the handle of a pot, it's, you know immediately what it is, and it's.
8B.
The programme covers a wide variety of concepts from the design studio to the technical aspects of building and design. It's your own opportunity to design buildings and work with models, sketch, concept, building up information about a design concept from site right down to the building.
The biggest and most persistent misconception I get is that, oh, everybody on the course is a Christian and half the people on the course want to be priests. And I think by now nothing could be further from the truth. It really has become a degree for people who want a secular and open environment to ask questions about God.
10B.
At the moment, I'm teaching the City of Rome course, and I work on Rome in the early Middle Ages in particular. But the nature of Rome is that you have to look at what came before and what came after in order to make sense of it. And so students get to look at what happened in antiquity and look at what happened through the course of the Middle Ages.
10B.
So you might have a mixture of lectures and group work looking at different conditions, different systems in the body. So for example, you're presented with a problem, say a patient with chest pain, and you have to work as a group to think of all the different causes of chest pain.
7B.
I did an excavation in Israel. We joined up with the Israeli team and we dug up the desert there for 4 or 5 weeks. In terms of artifacts, we found a couple of coins, a few nails. At first I wasn't sure how to tell the difference between little rocks and pieces of pottery. But once you find the handle of a pot, it's, you know immediately what it is, and it's...
8B.
The programme covers a wide variety of concepts from the design studio to the technical aspects of building and design. It's your own opportunity to design buildings and work with models, sketch, concept, building up information about a design concept from site right down to the building.
9B.
The biggest and most persistent misconception I get is that, oh, everybody on the course is a Christian and half the people on the course want to be priests. And I think by now nothing could be further from the truth. It really has become a degree for people who want a secular and open environment to ask questions about God.
10B.
At the moment, I'm teaching the City of Rome course, and I work on Rome in the early Middle Ages in particular. But the nature of Rome is that you have to look at what came before and what came after in order to make sense of it. And so students get to look at what happened in antiquity and look at what happened through the course of the Middle Ages.
10B. Λήξη της εξέτασης.